Our academic salutes continue on regional radio, and today we're honored to have Caitlin Moore joining us from Central High School, the valedictorian. Congratulations, Caitlin.
Thank you.
Was this expected, or was it a surprise for you?
It was a bit of a surprise. I never really paid attention to, like, as far as class rank goes. I just kind of did my work, you know, and maintained my A grades, and then my counselors, you know, kind of informed me, and I was like, oh, well, what do you know?
Well, congratulations again. Now, you'll be graduating at the end of this month from Central High School. Your future plans include what?
Well, I already graduated with my Associate of Arts degree from MAC a couple weeks ago. And I'm going to be going back in the fall to get my Associate of Arts in Teaching degree. And I'm going to transfer to CMU probably to get my Bachelor's in Secondary Education so I can be a history teacher.
Why history?
Well, you know, I really like seeing where we've came from and where we are going. Seeing how history has influenced our modern times is really interesting to me. I like analyzing different eras. And
is there a particular time frame that you're more interested in, or a geographical location?
You know, I like all eras of history, but I really like the Industrial Revolution, I would say. Learning about some of the, like, corruption that was going on with the big businesses, like the Triangle Shirtwaist Company incident, Tammany Hall, that kind of thing interests me. History has really caught my attention the past few years. I've had a wonderful teacher, and she has inspired me. Her name's Miss Petty, and she's the high school history teacher, and being in her class has really kind of encouraged me and inspired me to go into the history field.
So here you are graduating from high school already with a degree from college. Was that an easy thing for you to accomplish?
You know, just keeping up with work and everything isn't so bad, but when you have 5 different classes that have a test and you have to write papers in the same week, it can get pretty busy and stressful, but it's worth it. So I've endured and did the very best that I could.
Any particular educational moment that stands out for you, Caitlin Moore?
I've had a lot of teachers that have encouraged me. I've had a lot of teachers, you know, help me and understanding that I can go above and beyond what people define me as being, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So that kind of motivated me to go beyond what people expected of me, and so that's really helped.
Do you have brothers and sisters, Caitlin?
Yes, I do. My older brother, he is 19. He's attending MAC as well. He's going into the Law Enforcement Academy. And I have a little brother. He's 10, and he's in the 4th grade. He's crazy.
Caitlin Moore is our guest, valedictorian from the Central School District. Who are your parents, Caitlin?
My mom is Nancy Fouts, and my dad is Brian Fouts.
And I'm sure they're going to have some smiling faces on May 26th.
Oh, yeah.
Future plans include being a history teacher, and I guess with that, you would probably like to do a little traveling in connection with that.
I would. I would love to travel to Europe one day, or even Washington, D.C. I love going places, so yeah, that's definitely on my list.
You mentioned your studies and probably trying to take care of your little brother there. You also work as well.
I do some volunteer work. This past Friday, I was at the Special Olympics.
And that was a unique event, was it not?
Oh, yeah. I loved it. I had a blast.
Well, we congratulate Caitlin Moore for being the valedictorian of the Central School District, and you'll be leading your class on May 26th, and we salute you, Caitlin.
Thank you.